The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Steve Elkin, sitting for John Stadmiller today. Today's date is July 12th, 2018. Well, it's been an interesting day. Been watching the Peter Strzok hearings, and I have to say I'm thoroughly disgusted. I've been in contact with John Stadmiller. We both watch from different parts of the country here, and we're both in agreement, nauseated, very upset that the rule of law is it's not prevailing. I watched as much as I could. I'm actually recording some now. They're replaying it on C-SPAN. And this is the first time I've ever watched this in depth, that I wished for commercial time to get away, because I was so nauseated by this stuff watching this. The smug look on Peter Strzok's face, the smirk, the grin, and the denial of no bias. Reading over the emails, the transcript, no bias here, no bias. This president can't make it in. All these different things he said, we have to undo. Of course, there's no bias in these. He says, he regrets actually saying these things, but there is no bias. I did my job. I have a political opinion, he said, but no bias. But the level, the depth of these text messages is definitely, most definitely bias. Should have excused himself, of course. Well, why excuse yourself? You're part of the, I'm going to say deep state. Peter Strzok is part of the deep state, the intelligence community that is part of this deep state. Why would he exclude himself? He wants this president out. Part of the plan to help Hillary. I watched as much as I could, and like I said, I couldn't stomach anymore. I actually put it on for captions so I could read a little bit. Didn't want to hear the questioning. And I did notice through all the questioning that every Democrat had tried either to divert the conversation to something else completely. I even heard towards the end, sex scandals of Donald Trump. Well, this is about the Hillary email problem, the problem she had with her email server, her private server, versus her government server, and the 37,000 emails she deleted, and the hard drive that she had scrubbed and later on destroyed. By the way, that was never discussed in the 2 hours that I watched. It was a four-hour hearing, and I never saw or heard anything about 37,000 emails being destroyed or actually deleted. They're not destroyed because the NSA does have them, and we know what they are, but they're not going to release them. So you ask yourself, deep state, who is deep state? Well, it appears the NSA is part of the deep state. The FBI is part of the deep state. We have 17 intelligence agencies in this country. You've got a long list of people, potential agencies that are part of the deep state. I don't know where you start. I would like to dismantle all of them and start over and say we don't need we don't need 17. So let's go with like 4 or 5. Isn't that enough? Isn't there a lot of overlap having 17 intelligence agencies? Isn't there a lot of overlap? I would think there would be. Maybe stepping on some toes. Maybe abuses. Well, we know that's a fact. Abuses in intelligence. Because the FBI has been caught red-handed with the abuses in intelligence. Working for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Global Fusion GPS. Many others. Obama's in there. Soros is in there. Many people are in there. To undermine the vote of the American people. They almost got away with the people this last election in 2016. I understand that Hillary's thinking of doing 2020. I can't imagine that the American people, well, you and I aren't forgetting her corruption, and I can't imagine, I mean, it's out there. And I can't imagine her making a second run, to be honest with you. I think the Democrat Party doesn't even want her around. I think she's a stain on their image. And really, what is that, the image of the Democrat Party? What is the image of the Republican Party? Surely not the same as when I remember politics growing up as a kid in the 70s and the conservatism of the Republican Party, and the Democrat was for the blue-collar worker, or the working man, the guy who works with his hands. Well, both of them kind of are in the business of pandering these days. More so the Democrat Party, because they're more the socialist party, the handouts, the gimmies. And, of course, they're pushing for all this illegal immigration because it's going to boost their numbers to get them in office again. So I saw something on the Internet. I think it was Maryland is talking about giving some voting rights to illegals. Amazing. Amazing. You know, I had a kind of a meltdown on July 4th, my July 4th show. And look at my notes here. I went on a little bit of a rant. I was pretty pissed off, you know, because, yeah, fireworks. We need fireworks, all right. We need fireworks under the rear ends of some of these people to get them motivated to say, how much more are you going to take? You know, every year we lose more rights, more freedoms. I mean, what's it going to take until you finally get activated and you finally stand up and say something? I don't know. I've already reached that. I reached that a long ago. That's why I'm talking about the issues, and that's why I'm angry and I speak out. And we need more people like that, not just on this network. We need more people out there like you to be talking about the issues and telling other people and opening their eyes. We can't do it on our own. Kind of spread the word through you, basically. But, you know, we had some heated discussions. Heated discussion is good. It's good. It's good to talk about the issues. I have no problem talking about issues. I'm wrong. I'll say, yeah, I got that one wrong. Got it right. I'm going to tell you I got it right, too. But I make no apologies for those heated discussions on me being a little on the negative side during that holiday season there for the 4th of July, because I couldn't be convinced that things are all good by looking up in the sky and seeing fireworks. I couldn't be convinced by eating hot dogs and hamburgers. I couldn't be convinced we are still a free people by drinking a lot of alcohol. Uh-uh. You can't buy me off that way. I know what we've lost. I've lost a lot, being 56, going to be 57 in a couple days. And I remember the time when we had more rights. Now, these, like I said, these kids nowadays, these millennials, they are starting from a different baseline than you and I are. So they don't know the losses of freedom. They'll know loss of freedom, because unless we stop this, they're going to have more freedoms taken too. And then they're going to start saying, wait a minute here. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're going to be happy with not having the freedoms and the decision-making. Maybe that's why 43%, I guess, last time I saw a poll taken, it was an article, I think. It was stated by Tony DiLorenzo, professor at one of the universities in Maryland. 43% millennials would take socialism over capitalism. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. 43% want something for nothing. Want free. Free college, free this, free that. Well, nothing comes free. Somebody's got to pay for it. You know, I'm a nice guy, but I ain't that dang nice. I like my money. I work hard. And I'm not that damn nice to share my wealth and my hard work with people who just feel they have an entitlement. Got a problem with you. I think you have a problem with these kind of people. People listening to this network have a problem with people like that. I mean, this network is a solid network of, I would say, pretty much conservatism. We're on the right path. We look both sides, but we say, you know, this is the better path to go in. And socialism is not that pathway. So I am going to move on. No more about the 4th of July rant. I'm going to move on to some other topics today. The Peter Strzok thing, like I said, I was nauseated. You know, I'm going to tell you a little remedy here, being in the medical field. I'm going to give you a little remedy for nausea and to keep you from puking your guts up sometimes when you feel like you're going to puke. And it's ginger. I kid you not, crystallized ginger or fresh ginger grated, make a ginger tea. Works wonders. I don't know how it works. It's an antiemetic, keeps you from vomiting, something in the central nervous system in the brain. And I kid you not, it really works. And I was watching this today, Peter Strzok with that smug look, that smirk. And like I said, every Democrat today tried their best. Oh, major, they were on Peter Strzok's side. And they diverted away from the whole Clinton email scandal, her private server, and focused on everything else but. It got Russian collusion again. Oh, they messed with our elections in 2016. Really? No, they didn't. You notice they only brought up a Russian collusion possible scenario. The whole dossier only materialized after the Hillary Clinton loss. Wasn't mentioned a week before, 2 weeks, that they suspected maybe the Russians may be hacking into our system. They're going to change the outcome of our election and throw it towards Donald Trump. Not one word of this possibility. But, hey, you lose, and you're a sore loser, and your corruption, your fraud, your voter fraud, your election fraud didn't work out quite so well. Your fraction magic didn't work quite. You didn't tweak it quite enough. A little more tweaking, you probably would have pulled it off, but you had 3 million illegals, so you had the popular vote, but you didn't get the Electoral College vote. You didn't tweak it quite enough because we went out in full force, understanding the full corruption of the Hillary Clinton team, and we wanted no part of that. So in large numbers, we went out, and they almost did it. They almost pulled this off. I talked to John on Monday's show. We talked about that the election system has to be overhauled, must be overhauled. I put a little question out there to James Kelso to call his buddy Donald Trump to say, get right on this. Evidently, he formed a committee for a little while, then he just kind of backed off on it, and I haven't heard a word since if anything's being done on the election fraud system itself. I mean, the system was built with fraud in mind, and I'm going to say that both parties have benefited from it over the years. It's time to make it fair and honest, bring some back, some stability and some faith in the system. I'm not going to participate anymore. I watched Bev Harris's Hacking Democracy. I've done a little homework on myself. I learned about this fraction magic, how it flips a vote. You know, your vote can cast as a quarter of a vote versus a whole vote. It's pretty much like your gaming system in the casinos. They put that software in those gaming machines, and they flip. They know when to pay out. There's a certain time they pay out. Pretty much the same way. Actually, me revealing this fraction magic in Northern California got me kicked off my own show there after 9 weeks. As I discussed fraction magic, I had a computer programmer interview on the network there and discussing how he was contacted to create a software program that would flip an election. Amazing. He went before Tallahassee committee. He was under oath, and he spoke about the program he created. Amazing. Got fired for that. That's all right. I wasn't gonna soften it up. They told me to soften it up or else. I took the or else. That's gone. That's cool. And now I'm here on RBN. So, no, I saw the Democrats going, like I said, in the direction of just any direction they could to pull the attention away from. Actually, the subject matter was Hillary Clinton's emails. So we saw Stormy Daniels. We saw sexual accusations towards Donald Trump. We saw all kinds of things pulled out, but then they didn't address. Now, this is the Democrat side. Republicans, I got to say, were tough. Trey Gowdy, awesome. You had two representatives, two politicians from the state of Texas. I was so proud to hear them come at Peter Strzok and ask him questions. And then one of them actually came out and called him a liar, which he was. I mean, they read through the transcripts of the texts, and it's quite obvious the hatred Peter Strzok has for Donald Trump is huge. There's bias. How can you say you don't have bias when you can, in your text, show how much you despise this president? How you have to undo the presidency. Somehow, somewhere, we have to undo this. This isn't rocket science. It's obvious. I was hoping, I don't know, maybe when I get off air here, I'll find out a little later. I was hoping they would have him, place him under contempt. Because he wouldn't answer him any questions. He kept turning back to his counsel, the FBI counsel, and saying, can I answer that? And they said, no, you can't answer that. It's part of the investigation. The investigation, which has really given us nothing, Paul Manafort, a couple other people that have spoken to Russian diplomats. Evidently, if you speak to somebody Russian, you must be collusion, and part of the Russian collusion, the meddling. This whole thing is a witch hunt. It's a complete flipping witch hunt. It is. I think we get it. We get it. The Democrats, they just keep hammering away at something that does not exist. I don't know. Asking the fox to guard the hen house here. I'm not sure what's ever going to happen of all this, people. I really don't know where we're going to go as a country if we don't have a rule of law. I don't know. I'm beating my head against the wall trying to find somebody, some intelligent agency that says we're going to do our job. It's amazing that everybody seems to turn a blind eye and saying, like, I didn't see it. I can't comment on it. Just, I hope it goes away, you know. I don't know. It was, like I said, it was 2 hours. I did two of the 4 hours. I couldn't do any more than that. I'll go back and look a little bit later on and see what else I can find. Peter Strzok, inside man, deep state, no doubt about it. And like I said, none of those questions were, I didn't hear any of the Republicans ask about the emails. I'm hoping the 2 hours I did miss, somebody brought up 37,000 emails. Somebody brought up hard drives that were scrubbed. Somebody brought up hard drives that were destroyed after being told not to. Now, a question I asked to Mike Rivera today, and he said he didn't know the timeline, and I don't either. Maybe somebody out there might. But the timeline was Peter Strzok, part of the FBI, when she was given the instruction to not touch those emails. I don't know the timeline. If somebody doesn't call and let me know, I'll definitely look that up when I get off air. But I don't know the timeline if he was actually part of the FBI, this investigation, or did he come in after that? Something to think about. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller today. I can say it was nauseating watching the 2 hours of the 4 hours. And on top of that, you know, I mentioned the ginger being an anti-emetic, anti-nausea medication, or over-the-counter, and actually not over-the-counter, but you can get it without, you know, get a prescription. It's nice. Ginger works really nice. I also mentioned a beverage. I kid you not. I kid you not. Beverage, it's a ginger beer called Cock and Bull. We live by it in my household here. When I'm stressed, I'm under a lot of tension, and I got a bad stomach or felt nauseous, Cock and Bull, ginger beer, awesome stuff. before we get to our first caller, I wanted to mention that I've been putting some feelers out. Now, there was supposed to be a big bombshell drop this week with a DEA agent and a Bureau of ATF, the Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms. A big bombshell is supposed to be dropped today about they knowing who the assassins were of Seth Rich. And it was, let's see, the nomination for the Supreme Court was Monday night, pushed off to Tuesday, then went back to Monday. And we'll talk about that a little later. So Tuesday was supposed to be under heavy guard, these two agents under heavy guard in disguise, to come in on Tuesday sometime for a big press conference and give information as to who killed Seth Rich, the DNC worker that we know, or at least highly suspect, he was the one giving the information to Julian Assange at WikiLeaks to bring down Hillary Clinton. And at least that's what Julian Assange has said, that he's hinted that Seth Rich was his guy, his point man. And I think he was. I think he was. A botched robbery? No. Plenty of time to steal whatever they wanted to steal. This was a direct hit, an assassin's hit, to send a message to other potential whistleblowers. Keep your mouth shut, clam up, or else we'll get to you. It's sad that this happened, and I'm kind of strange. It's strange to me that his parents have bought the excuse of the botched robbery also, unless they've been threatened also, and maybe that's probably what's going on. And this is kind of mafia type tactic stuff here going on. John and I were talking about the other day and realizing that the analogy I gave was, in today's society, mafia tactics aren't the same as they were back in the old days when they actually verbalized, give it a hit on this guy, or write it down, or something like that. It's not done that way anymore. It's not done that way. It's done by signals. It's asking a phrase, you know, or making a statement saying, take care of this problem for me, wink, wink. It's kind of like your catcher on the baseball diamond there to his pitcher, little signs and signals, how to take care of business. Nothing is ever done to point the finger at actually who made the hit request. It's all done by signals and little innuendos and little sayings or whatever. Not like it used to be. I was really hoping that these agents were for real, but I'm finding out now. Michael Rivero sent me over a big nothing, a big fizzled out. It didn't happen. Nothing. The bombshell, nothing. It just fizzled out. A little sparkler, I guess you might say, for a little bit there. Nothing happened out of it. Maybe they got scared. Maybe it never existed from the very beginning. Maybe it was something the CIA put out there to confuse us, to get us off the track of something else. I don't know, but I was really disappointed. I was hoping that we'd know more the truth of what happened to Seth Rich. Now, like I said, I know for a fact we would never connect those dots leading him to the actual person who made the request for the hit. We know who that is. There's a body count out there. We know what we're talking about. And it's sad. It's sad. You know, somebody did the right thing. And pay the ultimate price. We're going to go to the phones. Steve in California, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. And by the way, I'm from Southern California, not Northern California like you were.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, do you remember the 2006 midterms? What the party's platform, the Democrats' platform, was that they were running on?
In 2000. In 2006, major issues. 2006. Wow, twelve years ago. It wasn't immigration, I assume.
No.
No. Let me think here. It wasn't immigration. It wasn't borders. It wasn't manufacturing. Was it something with NAFTA?
No. Here they are. This is what their two major platforms that they were running on, that they were going to do when they took power back. Impeach George Bush.
Okay.
And B, again, you could flip-flop them either way, and end the war in Iraq.
To end it or escalate it.
To end it. You know, basically to end it. They were going to end the war in Iraq, and they were going to impeach George Bush, and they got the base all fired up, and, you know, and they won.
Right. And well, stay on the line, Steve. The music, commercial's coming. And as I remember, George Bush dressed in his little flight suit saying, mission accomplished, but, hey, we're still there. We'll be right back. Yeah. This is the National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. Going back to the phones, we have Steve in Southern California talking to us about what happened in 2006. What was the Democrats' plan? You said Democrats' plan, correct, or Republicans?
Democrats.
Democrat, yeah. Okay, so the Iraq war.
Anyway, here's what transpired. They were pumping the base up like all the whole election cycle. They were getting everybody around because I remember I was a Democrat then, and I was going, yeah, let's impeach Bush, and I'm good with that and ending that damn war in Iraq. Well, the day after they won the elections, right? They won back control of Congress. Pelosi immediately took impeachment off the table, almost immediately, and then there was a gal from Code Pink that called up, to discuss with Pelosi about how the Democrats were going to go about ending the war, how they would end the war in Iraq.
That was Sheehan, wasn't it? No.
This other little bluish, blonde-haired Jewish woman.
Okay.
That runs Code Pink.
Okay.
But anyway, so she calls up Pelosi. She's talking to Pelosi, I guess, you know, and she's, you know, want to know how they're going to do this and whatnot. And basically Pelosi told her, we're the government, don't tell us how to run things and whatnot. Because I guess the woman was kind of like expressing her some ideas or whatnot.
Right.
And, you know, I started doing some research on this impeachment because I think it had a lot to do with the torture and all the stuff that was going on in Abu Ghraib. And,
sure.
That basically, if for the Democrats to impeach Bush on something like that, they would have to implicate themselves because the top members of the Democrat Party knew about that. They
sure.
knew about all that stuff that was going on. They were complicit.
Sure they were.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just like, so now what we're seeing now with all this Russia, they're trying to pump up their base because, you know, in midterms, you know, people don't really show up unless they got
right.
something to vote for, you know.
Right.
But everything I'm hearing is this blue wave is not even going to be a blue puddle.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask you, Steve, why did you leave the Democrat Party?
Well, that was one of the and then pretty much because I just saw them turning away from the middle class people. You know, they claim to be the party of labor. You know, the
sure.
Supporter of the working man, and then I, you know, read about who passed NAFTA, and all that good stuff, and it's now. Look, back in 2006, if you'd asked me, we'd see what we're seeing today. I probably said no, maybe a little worse, but not this bad. Right
yeah.
now, they're so bizarre. It's like I can't even explain what kind of party they are.
I agree. Maxine Waters. I just saw something today. I sent over to the website. I'm not sure it made it there yet, but. Yeah, Hollywood, craziness in Hollywood. I just saw that George Lopez had gone over to the Hollywood Star for Donald Trump and simulated, not using actually urine, but something to squirt on like he was urinating on Trump's star. I mean, the outrageousness, we're talking about really dropping the bar on standards.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't believe that it continues. You had how many celebrities are still going after Trump and the nastiness and attacking people and you know, they go to a restaurant and you want to make chaos. You want to kick them out of your restaurant. You know, here at the same time, you're forcing somebody's telling you have to leave my restaurant because you work for the administration. But then these are the same people that make somebody make a gay cake. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't know too many Democrats. The Democrats I remember back when I was young in my teens were you know, people who worked blue-collar jobs. They were union people, but they surely didn't act this way. I don't think they would ever condone the actions, what's happening out with the Democrat Party. I wouldn't want to be part of this party. It's the pandering party to begin with, but they're a very hateful, very nasty bunch, the party, and it's a stain on what they – Well, what they used to represent, it's a stain on what they used to represent. They're not even close
right.
to what they used to stand for. And actually, Republicans have strayed away from the conservatism. We've seen warmongers with the Republican side for a long time. In this nation building and continuing to seek and destroy and conquer and divide other countries and steal the resources, which is kind of a Democrat Republican kind of thing, you know.
Yeah,
we're duped on both sides. I got to say, we're duped
right.
on both sides. I tell people, both parties have failed you. So
right.
why are you still part of a party? I quit the party line years ago. I am an independent. Like I said, if I ever vote again, I'll vote again when it's fair and honest. But right now, I'm just an independent, which is nice because on this network, I can give accolades here and I can condemn here and say you're screwing up. And that's what we all should be. We all should be independents because if you remember the blue state, red state thing, they've got you already singled out because
yeah.
you're in their back pocket. Some states Why bother to campaign there on any platform? You're in the back pocket of that politician for that state, that party. Why waste their time pitching you something that they want to do? They've got you in their back pocket. Right.
You know, that was talked about in the, Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope.
Okay.
About dividing the people and, you know, to get fed up and go to this party and then fed up and go back to that party. Mm-hmm. And basically saying that, you know, it was never intended, both parties were there to just basically mislead everybody.
Exactly.
And I'm looking at this is what I'm calling all this stuff that's going on now out on the street with all the left and whatnot. This is mm-hmm. the second leg of what they were doing in the 60s.
Yep.
I call it the communist revolution. Communism, socialism. Because I think, did you touch on it? All these students like want free stuff.
Oh yeah,
they
socialism.
Work for anything.
No, 43%, in that poll stated by Tony DiLorenzo from the he's a economics professor in Maryland. 43% will take socialism over capitalism, and I meet these kids all the time. These high school kids and these college kids, and they really feel there's an entitlement. For some reason, they feel they're entitled. I know how to pay for my college. I went into military. I put into a program called VEEP. And I put a contribution in, and they matched it. And when I got out, I went back to college and finished up and got my degree. So I did pay for my college by military service, but then I also put my own money in. And I cannot figure out what has happened in the last, I'm say, 10 to 15 years with this, with these kids that feel an entitlement to get it for free. I'm not sure how. How was that seed planted that they felt they were entitled to get this and this and this for free? I don't know how that happened. I don't.
I don't know either. All I know is, I have a 34-year-old son and I have 5 grandchildren, and God bless my son and daughter-in-law. They're raising these kids with, basically to excel, to do hard, work hard and whatnot, right. And don't expect anything free. You have to work for what you get, and so, but I put that thought in my head, my son's head, when he was growing up. I kept telling him, right. When you enter the working world, the best thing to do is you sell yourself, and then when you get the job, if you get the job, and then you work as hard as you can,
right.
And you'll get reward. But don't ever ask for anything for free. Don't expect handouts.
Well, it doesn't really build self-esteem when you get something for free. Like we talked about it before, getting the participation trophy. I never, as a kid growing up, you work hard in sports or whatever you were doing, and if you really were good, you won, you got ribboned, or you got a medal, or you got a trophy. Nobody got a trophy just for showing up and being a participant. To me, that's a total smack in the face. I can't imagine even being offered a trophy to participate. It really nullifies the whole objective of working hard for a goal. But you see today on these little leagues, these kids' baseball leagues, and they come last in the division, and they all get a little trophy, and they have an awards program where they all get a trophy because they're so afraid to hurt their little psyche. You got to give them a trophy because it's going to hurt them. They won't be successful. Well, if you start off with participation trophies as a kid, and you go in your early your teens and your early 20s, and you graduate and you go out there in the workplace, and you don't succeed, are you going to walk into your boss's office and say, I had a really crappy year this year. I didn't do well on sales. I didn't do well on this and this. But you know what? Give me a raise anyway because I'm entitled.
I didn't sell anything, boss, but give me a raise anyway.
Give me a raise anyway. Where's the incentive? Where is that? And I'm glad you brought that up because I pulled up yesterday, Stockton, California, and I got to poke fun at you guys in California because I'm not there anymore. But I just see so much insanity. Stockton, California, the mayor, here are you guys in California, in Stockton, filed for bankruptcy, I think it was in 2012, foreclosure. They were in serious, serious trouble. One of the major cities in California, financially strapped. What are they going to do now? This is a little science project they're going to do for the next year. They're going to give $500 to low-income families and study the effects and how they use the money. $500 for low-income families. We're going to study this to see if we pull you up, if we give you desire to get out there and work harder. You know, you give away money for free, people tend to not want to work hard. It's an entitlement now. You are now right. A dependent, and I think it's a stupid thing, and I can't believe, because as I understand, Stockton was bailed out by the federal government with this last bankruptcy, so where are they getting this money to begin with? And we were talking about a nice chunk of money here to give $500 per family, low-income family, for 1 year. It's gonna be quite a bit of money here. And that somebody on some council said, sure, we're strapped, but we'll dig down. We'll take from somebody, again, like a socialist type thing. We'll take from them, and then we'll hand it over here. Kind of a play Robin Hood type thing. I don't like Robin Hood. Robin Hood's a great little tale, good story. It should not be a philosophy of government to take away from those who've worked hard to give away to others. It removes incentive to work hard yourself.
You know, Steve, several years back, there was I got a call from, you know, one of these poll places or whatever, and they were asking questions on upcoming elections. I don't remember what year it was. And the gal was asking me if I would support raising taxes on people who make over $1 million a year. And I told her, I said, no. And she was surprised. Right. And she said, well, why is that? And I said, let's say that you vote for that, and then something happens, you do really well in business and whatnot, and then you start making that, and then you actually see how much money you're getting, you know, taken from, and how you're not able to, you know, just the losses and whatnot. Right. I said, so what? Why would I want to impose a tax on them? Because I could be one of them. You know, at any given time. So, yeah. You know, it just made no sense to me. No. Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Right. I've always believed in a flat tax system, and you hear about it once in a while. Somebody will mention when they're campaigning, they'll say flat tax, 10%, we should do flat tax. And I actually like the idea of a flat tax. You pay a percentage of what you make. You know, I've never thought that taxing people who make more money to distribute, do a wealth redistribution, it was fair, wasn't fair.
Right.
It really isn't. It's just not. And a percentage, and across the board, equal percentage for everybody would be a fair system. I actually think it would generate more money. You know, a lot of people they don't like paying taxes. It's not because they don't like paying taxes because they see their taxes not going to use, good use. And right. They see it squandered. They see it wasted. They see it handed over to, let's say, Israel, $37 billion last year. Last time I remember, they got $37 billion. You know, money spent on social projects that are total failures. And there's no accountability. And, of course, they just walk away from that and move on to another socialistic program of giving more money away. I like flat tax. I always thought that was be fair. There's so many things in government. I mean, why isn't it addressed? You hear once in a great while, you'll hear about term limitations. Sure, we should have term limitations. That is one of the biggest problems we have, is that we have professional politicians who are working for corporations. They're not working for you and I. They're working for the corporations. We need to cut that tie between the corporation, the lobbyist, and that politician, who they end up owning after a while. Totally right. Owning. So, you know,
right,
it's a mess. I appreciate your call, though. Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking my time.
You got it. Going back to this Peter Strzok question-answer session, more of a denial, and I can't answer that session because I've been instructed by the FBI legal counsel that I can't answer that because of the pending investigation to the Russian collusion thing, which this is a witch hunt, man. Total political witch hunt. They have offered nothing yet. What are we at now? A year and a half? Year and a half on this witch hunt? I have no idea what the cost has come to yet. I saw 7 million, 10 million. I don't know where they are now. Nobody wants to talk about it. But they keep talking about, you know, we're almost there. We're almost there. No, you're not. You're not. There's nothing there. This is just a big diversion. And I don't know what else is going on here. But going back to these this question and answer session with Peter Strzok there, I'm laughing. I'm this politician. I have no clue who he is. Go Hurt. He was awesome. He's from Texas, I believe. He's from Texas. He really called out Peter Strzok to be the liar that he is. And actually, it was kind of funny because he brought in cheating on his wife. You cheated on your wife with Lisa Page. You've lost all credibility. You're a liar. You're biased. Your texts have given you away. We'll be right back. We have more callers online. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for Mr. John Stadmiller.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
and complete,
your eyes,
see the doorway,
your eyes,
the thousand churches,
your eyes,
the resolution,
your eyes,
of all the fruit.
And we are back. Looking up here, he's from Texas, Representative Louis Gohmert from Texas Republican. I love this guy. Two politicians from Texas that I heard today were the toughest questioners I've seen in this whole 2 hours of questioning Peter Strzok. Awesome. It was interesting how Peter Strzok tried to try to turn the tables on the questioning on this person here, Mr. Gohmert, in that he evidently got kind of ticked and he said, well, you know, about you lying to us now, looking at a straight face and with a smirk on your face and the grin. And you, is that the same lie look you gave your wife when you were cheating on her with Lisa Page? He turned it around and tried to make it as, because it's a truth fact, he got caught, but it was private business, and the very idea that you would bring that out, you were a terrible, loathsome human being for bringing that out. But he said, well, I brought it out for a reason, for your credibility, and that you lie. You're lying now, and your texts have been, we're reading the text. This was your little universal plan after the fact, if Donald Trump won, of how you would get this man out of office. You can't see any other way. You really can't. You read the text, and it is very much point. We want this man out. I hate this man. He's loathsome. I want him out of office. We'll do what we can to get him out. So, you know, if nothing happens here, and like I said, I'm still holding out a little bit for some hope that somebody in the intelligence agencies will do their job, and somebody who's not blackmailable, or somebody in intelligence, please, please do your job. You know, there must be some good FBI people out there. There are a lot of bad apples in probably all the intelligence agencies, but you've got to have some good people out there who respect the rule of law. If we do not have a rule of law in this country will not exist. It will fall. It will be under mob rule. We have to live by the rule of law. Something has to be done here. Somebody has to do their job. We're going to go back to the phones. Francis in North Carolina, you're on.
Hello, young man. You know, you leave such an open palette of commentary that could exude out the wazoo that's not even silly. When you're dealing with the disordered criminals, your mob is ruling. Otherwise, yes, the U.S. has fallen. I think that's pretty obvious, but that's not the reason why I called. Secondary thought prior to my original train is that if it's that upsetting to watch and listen to, well, actually observe, let alone hearing what's being said during the hearing or hearings or whatever have you, then turn the bloody thing off. Read the highlights.
Well, you know, Francis, yeah, you're right. I could and read it tomorrow, but sometimes, you know, if I'm going to listen to mainstream media and read it in the morning, am I going to get the real account of what happened? That's why I watched it. We'll go right back to you. This is Off the Beaten Path. Second hour is coming up. I said Off the Beaten Path, the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.